When they realized they might be sent back to Libya, terrified migrants on board this tanker ship decided to take matters into their own hands, threatening the captain and demanding he stay the course towards Malta. Often the plight of migrants only hits the headlines when they arrive in the Mediterranean, hoping to reach European shores or die trying. But according to a report by the Women's Refugee Commission, this is not the most torturous part of their journey.
Along the way, they encounter, and this is prior to Libya, they encounter sexual violence at checkpoints, at border crossings, by being stopped by militias, armed groups, in prison. Refugees and migrants end up becoming trapped in this nightmarish web of extortion, exploitation, abuse, sometimes slavery. And when we ask refugees and migrants about sexual violence against men and boys in Libya, they use language like, this happened to everyone, this is normal in Libya, they're doing this every day, and this happened to many, many of my friends.
After the hijacking, Italy's Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini said he would not allow, quote, criminals who commit acts of piracy to enter Italy's ports. In response, Johannes Beyer, the chairman of Sea-Watch Go, which carries out search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean, said,
"We must look to these 108 people with an eye of humanity and understand that any actions taken yesterday were in self-defense against the deadly consequences forced upon them by Europe's inhumane border policy."
Four people, including a baby, died in the early hours of Tuesday morning. Their dinghy sank off the northwestern coast of Ayvacık in Turkey. The 11 other migrants on board were rescued. Funding for search and rescue operations have been drastically cut due to right-wing populism. But many EU citizens and NGOs refuse to believe the dehumanized media portrayal of migrants and say the priority is saving human lives.